This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed just secured one of her biggest cash injections to date amid a tough re-election battle. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, this comes from Michael Bloomberg. Was it expected?
I think some help was expected. I'm not sure she was expecting a $1 million check, but yes, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, a billionaire, Bloomberg News, dropped $1 million into what they call an independent expenditure committee on the mayor's behalf. And when you give to people independently of the mayor, to these independent committees, all the mayor candidates virtually have them. Unions set them up, businesses set them up. They're to help them along. You get around all the campaign cap limits on how much you can give. So this is a big boost. It's not the first time he's played in local politics. Michael Bloomberg, you may not know it or may not recall, a lot of people out there, but a couple of years back, there was a big push in the Bay Area and around the country to pass taxes on sugar drinks. Remember that? The Big Gulp?
Yes.
And we did it in Berkeley. We did it in San Francisco and elsewhere. He financed those campaigns. He was the guy behind it. He was pushing those. Other things that he's done, he set up a foundation, and over like about a 10-year period, it's a civic foundation that helps cities look at problems, whether it's transportation or health or infrastructure or anything like that. And he's pumped a lot of money into Oakland and San Francisco that way. And, you know, it's helped set up ties with him and Libby Schaff and London Breed and Mayor Ed Lee. And then when Bloomberg ran for president, surprise, surprise, London Breed endorsed him. And now that she's running, surprise, surprise, he's helping her.
Okay, beyond rewarding loyalty, does Mike Bloomberg have any San Francisco business interests at this point?
I don't know of any that are obvious out there. You know, that it's not like he owns buildings in the state, in the city, or has any sort of interest direct on this. We're seeing this breed of givers out there in this last election. It's been coming for a while. There's a lot of tech money floating around San Francisco politics and a lot of investment capital floating around San Francisco and Bay Area politics. Michael Movitz, the huge billionaire, he's contributed to a lot of different things. Chris Larson, he's big with London Breed, and they do these. He helped pass Proposition E, which was to increase the availability of cameras and surveillance for police. So, Margie, unlike in the past when we had like real estate interests and such like that in San Francisco propelling a lot of the big giving, these people really do give out of a sense of belief, and whether you agree with it or not is one thing, but they are big givers, and not necessarily for a direct quid pro quo.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.